It's 1:12, and today the FDA is authorizing Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shots for kids between the ages of 12 and 15. But before those kids can get them, the CDC needs to recommend them, and that step's expected to come later this week. Currently, boosters are recommended for everyone 16 and older who has had enough time pass after their initial shots. Joining us live now is Dr. Claire Bogard, the medical director of the COVID vaccine program at Children's National Hospital. Good afternoon, Dr. Bogard. First of all, how busy has your hospital been with young COVID-19 patients right now?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Our hospital is packed, and we are here to take care and ready and able to take care of all the kids that come through. But just like you've seen throughout the nation, the numbers of COVID-19 cases are skyrocketing, and that's what we've seen here in our hospital.
A lot of people are wondering, parents like me, parents of a teenager like me, because my child is, I have a 15-year-old, how come it's taken so long to get approval for this age group?
For boosters, the vaccine has been available, like you know, for the 12 to 15-year-olds since May. But what the booster shot does is it kind of boosts our immune system, hence the name. So it encourages more antibodies to build up in our bloodstream and circulate. And so by the nature of boosting our immune system, we give time for the initial two shot series to work, and then that immunity slightly wanes over time. And the booster just tells it, hey, it's still in the community, please be prepared, and your antibodies circulate at a higher level after the booster shot. So that's why it took extra time.
And so it sounds like you think this is a good idea.
Yes, certainly. What we've seen with this new Omicron variant is that it's super contagious. And those who get vaccinated, fully vaccinated or fully boosted, if they're able, which now includes the 12 to 15-year-olds, hopefully by the end of this week, they're going to be the most protected against infection, symptomatic infection, which can get themselves sick or spread to other people, and protects very well against hospitalization and death.
Any final advice for parents that are making this kind of tough decision whether or not to get their teens boosted?
Listen, the vaccine is safe. They have tried the booster in about 6,500 patients. They've looked at the data from Israel and around the world. The booster comes with little to no side effects. The side effects that we see are the ones that we expect to see in your immune system response. So that's all good news. If you don't get boosted or you don't get the vaccine, you're at risk of getting the illness itself. And right now, we've seen cases in our hospital double. We've seen hospitalizations double just because the rates in our community are doubling. And we haven't even reached the peak yet. So please, if you can, vaccinate. It's the safest way to get back to normal routine and keep yourself out of the hospital.
That is Dr. Claire Bogard, the medical director of the COVID-19 vaccine program at Children's National Hospital. Sports is next.